Pro-Israel counter-protester, if you're Jewish and you vote for Democrats, you're crazy. By Joel B. Polak on September 3, 2024. A pro-Israel counter-protester who confronted thousands of pro-Palestinian demonstrators in Manhattan on Labor Day declared afterwards, "If you're Jewish and you vote for Democrats, you're crazy, I'm sorry, you're insane." As Breitbart News reported, some 5,000 pro-Palestinian demonstrators set off smoke bombs and confronted police in a march on Labor Day. At least one even carried Hamas flags, observers noted the complete lack of American flags. Breitbart News noted, the protest was a contrast to the vigil the day before by pro-Israel demonstrators, who had gathered to show solidarity with Israel after Hamas murdered 6 hostages, including U.S. citizen Hirsch Goldberg Pauline. A few pro-Israel counter-protesters confronted the march. Fox News reported the bewildered reaction of one of them, who referred to Vice President Kamala Harris's past statement of empathy for anti-Israel protests, and noted the recent murder of American-Israeli hostage Hirsch Goldberg Pauline by Hamas. "If you're Jewish and you vote for Democrats, you're crazy, I'm sorry, you're insane." pic.twitter.com/6xcmpkq7rk. Marina Medvin, at Marina Medvin, September 3, 2024. "I wasn't such a political person. Now I'm a single policy voter. Israel, straight, through and through. Isn't Kamala Harris the one who says she sympathizes with the human emotion of these protesters? What are you sympathizing with, terrorism? Joe Biden, I mean, where is he? Is he even, has he made a speech about anything? I mean, an American just got shot in the head. Where is everyone? Where is the accountability? I don't get it anymore. And you know what? I might be going off the lam, sick, here. If you are Jewish and vote for Democrats, you are crazy, I'm sorry, you're insane. Look at Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and down the line. They don't have our backs." Biden told the Democratic National Convention in Chicago, Illinois, last month during his address to the party that pro-Palestinian protesters outside the venue have a point. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of The Agenda, What Trump Should Do in His First 100 Days, available for pre-order on Amazon. He is also the author of The Trumpian Virtues, The Lessons and Legacy of Donald Trump's Presidency, now available on Audible. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak. Photo, file.